O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you and glorify your holy name. In Christ we pray. Amen. So what does it mean when Jesus tells Peter, "Feed my sheep"? Different Christian traditions hear it differently. In the Roman Catholic Church, this scene is understood as Jesus' handoff to St. Peter, who becomes like the first pope, the first head of the church. Once Jesus went to heaven, it's thought, the church would be in Peter's hands. And for Roman Catholics today, the chief shepherd is still the pope, his cardinals underneath, and below him the bishops and the priests. So on Friday, when Cardinal Francis George died, this was a huge deal. The Roman Catholic Church lost the man who had been shepherd to 2 million Chicagoans. May this man rest in peace. Now, Protestants, including Presbyterians, have a different take on what Jesus was saying when he told Peter, "Feed my sheep." We don't have a pope. We don't have cardinals. We don't have bishops. We don't have priests. Instead, we have what Scripture says in another place, the priesthood of all believers. The priesthood of all believers. That means that you and I, we're priests together. Or to put it another way, we're all shepherds of God's flock. So when Jesus says, "Feed my sheep," he's not just talking to Peter. He's talking to all of us, to you and me, to all of us here. And it makes sense, doesn't it? Because there are so many sheep to tend. Jesus' sheep aren't just members of this church. Jesus' sheep aren't just Christians. Jesus' sheep are everyone. God so loved the world, the whole world, enough to send Christ to us. Everybody matters to God, and all of us are needed to tend all of those sheep. So today, in honor of our young adults' confirmation now, and in honor of our deacons and elders being ordained to their special service at 11 and at 5, we're going to spend just a few minutes on sheep herding. And to make it abundantly clear that I'm not above you as a shepherd, I'm going to come down among you. I am no better than you as a shepherd, no higher, no more special. So what does it mean for all of us to be in this as shepherds together? The first thing we need to do is have a heart for the sheep, to have a heart for the sheep, especially the vulnerable ones. As Jesus said in Matthew 25, "Whenever you feed the hungry or clothe the naked or visit the lonely, the prisoner, you're doing that for me. That's what I want you to do." One of the ways that we feed the sheep is by having a heart for them so that the most vulnerable people in this world are not invisible. They're not forgotten. Yesterday in this sanctuary, we did a memorial service for Mary Beatty, who was a leader in our church for many, many years. And Mary was known in our community as someone who was a champion, a fierce champion that you didn't want to mess with, actually, in politics and in nonprofits. She made sure that a school for the blind was opened when she found out that somebody who had a student child who was blind couldn't get education any other way. She made sure that special education was incorporated into all of our schools, our public schools. She was behind that. She made sure that foster kids who were living in Lake Bluff at the children's home had her household as a place to be, and she took in countless foster children. And as I was preparing for this funeral, I found out why she was like this. Turns out that Mary, when she was a little kid, she grew up in a single parent home, only her mom, during the Depression, and she had it extraordinarily rough, really rough. And she never forgot. She never forgot what it means to be vulnerable, what it means to need a champion. She had a heart for Christ's sheep. And that's what propelled her to all of those actions. So, friends, I want to know what it means for you to have a heart for the sheep that Christ needs you to tend. When I was little, it meant somebody stood up for me when I was being bullied. And I wonder how many of you might be in that position too. At other times, it may be that somebody that you know is going through a really hard time in their family. And they need somebody to come alongside them to let them know they're not alone. Or maybe it's somebody across the world who's literally hungry. Or refugees who literally have no home. Jesus asks that we remember these people. You and I, all of us together, that we have a heart for these sheep so that no one is left out of God's amazing love. And it's going to take all of us to pull that off. Have a heart for the sheep. The second thing I'd say is know when you're the sheep. Know when you're the sheep. All of us get hungry, cranky, and tired. And when we are the sheep, when we are feeling lonely, when we are feeling overwhelmed, when we are feeling stuck at home, when we are feeling overwhelmed, that's when we need to be able to be humble enough to reach out to other people and say, help. Know when you're the sheep, in part because you're going to be useless as a shepherd if you don't take care of yourself. It's very practical. But know when you're the sheep also because it matters to God that all of us are cared for, all of us are tended. It's not a matter of we in Lake Forest are the generous givers and those people over there are the needy takers. We are all vulnerable at times. We are all sheep sometimes. And know when you're the sheep. Don't be ashamed of it. Trust that there's a shepherd or a room full of them for you. And finally, show up for the sheep. Show up for the sheep. Now, even when you may not like all of the sheep in this fold, you know what I'm saying. Even if you don't like all of the sheep in this church, even when you're tired or you're bored or you're busy, even when you may not particularly think that going to church matters, I urge you to show up anyway. Why? Because there are other sheep who need to know that they are not alone. There are other sheep who need to know that they are not alone. And when you show up again and again and again, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, or in your Bible study, or in your choir, whatever it is you do that makes community, in your youth group, when you go on work trip, wherever you show up, you remind people that they are not alone. And believe me, it matters. The thing is, I'm in a special place, not because I'm better than anybody, but because I get to hear all kinds of things that other people may not get to hear. And I want to feed back to you what I've heard. How much it has mattered to people when they're going through a terrible legal battle, or when they're going through a terrible loneliness, or when they're going through an explosion at home of needs that are going on. How much it matters to them that they are not alone. Trust me, being here matters. Being here matters. So, I hope you know, especially our confirmation class, I hope you know how much Jesus loves you. I hope you've gotten that by now. And I also hope you know how much Jesus needs you as shepherds. Needs you as shepherds. So have a heart for the sheep. Have a heart for the sheep. It matters. Know when you're the sheep, because we all will be. And show up for the sheep. Long after confirmation is over, show up for the sheep. You have no idea whose life you might be saving, whose heart might be broken, whose loneliness might be too much for them. All of us matter. Every one of us. Feed my sheep, Jesus says. Feed my sheep so that no one is alone. Amen.